We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Lamed. Says the Mechaber, Mutar Latzeis Birshus HaRabim, Betala Saviv HaTzavar. It is permissible to go out into Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos with a talis which is wrapped around one's neck. The Mishnah Berurah points out that this seems to be a stira to what we just read before, which said that you cannot walk out with the talis wrapped on your shoulders. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that this must be talking about in a place where this was the way that they used to wear their clothes even during the week, something like a scarf. So that will be permitted even to wrap around your neck because that acts as a malbush. However, in the earlier siman, sif, it must be that that's not the way they used to wear their clothes during the week. This was just really a way of carrying their talis out with them, and that's why it would be prohibited. The Rama adds, Afal pi shemaniach tzad yamin al kseifel shel smol, d'derech lelav shokach, velohavi ela lehisnos vishari. The Rama, the Mishnah Berurah explains, is going back on both sifim, and says, once again, if you're wearing it in the fashion that this is normally worn, a derech levisha, even during the week, then it is permissible to go out like this into Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos as well. An interesting related point comes from Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe Orachaim Chelek Hei Simen Yud Ches, where Rav Moshe says that it is prohibited to go out into Rosh Hashanah with one's sleeves rolled up. Since they could just be wearing short sleeves, and they chose to wear long sleeves, which are rolled up, it is clear that it is not adding anything to the levisha, to the wearing of the clothes, and therefore it acts as a musli, something which you are carrying. Some extend this as well to cuffed pants, and say that it is prohibited to go out with cuffed pants into Rosh Hashanah. However, many disagree with this, including Rav Nissen Karelitz, and say that this is derech levisha as well, because this is a way that the clothing is sometimes worn. Sif Lamed Aleph, Hayotze Me'utav B'Taliso, V'Kipla Mikan Mikan B'Yado O Al Kseifo, one who is walking wrapped in their talis, and they fold it up, roll it up, into their hands or on their shoulders. Im Niskaven L'Kabitz Kanaf of Kedesha Lo Yikaru, O Kedesha Lo Yislachachu, Aser. If the reason you picked up the talis, even while you're wearing it, you picked up the sides, is in order to prevent it from ripping or from getting dirty, then it's prohibited, because it's clearly acting as a musli, as something which you are carrying. However, if you rolled it up that way because it looks nicer, and that's the way that it's worn, that sometimes their clothes are worn, then it's permitted because that is just derech levisha. It acts as a malbush. V'hani mili b'talitos shelahem shahayu yiriya achas miru ba'as. Ava malbushim didan kishahu lavash bahem umotzi yada mitocha. Mutter lipos ksasam biyadolag vim kadeshalo islachu shula betit, o kadeshalo yakvu lalecha, says the Mechaber. This prohibition only applies to clothing in their time. However, clothing in our time, which is made in such a fashion that sometimes this is the way it's worn, once again, it will be permissible to somewhat carry your clothing while you are wearing it. The difference seems to be, says the Mishnah Berurah, that when the majority of the malbush is still wrapped around you, it is still being worn as a normal piece of clothing, and just a little bit of it is picked up into your hands, then it will be permissible. However, if a lot of it is picked up, then it will be prohibited. Sif Lamed Beis, Hayotze B'mos Hatzurim Lo Bisdino Chayav. One who walks out with coins, with money, wrapped up in their sheets, in their clothing, it is prohibited. Aval b'bayis, says the Rama, mutar im tzarech lo, v'afilu einan tzurin rak shehim menukavin. Says the Rama, that even though it is usher to go out with coins into Rosh Hashanah wrapped in your clothing, because that is considered to be carrying in the Rosh Hashanah, that is derech hotzah, it is not kil achar yad, so it is usher d'oraisa, because you are carrying the coins. The Rama points out that in the house it is permitted to carry these, meaning it is not muksa, even if the coins are not wrapped up, as long as they have holes in them, because if the coins have holes in them, then they are not muksa, since the Mishnah Berurah explains they are ro'i to be made into a necklace, because you could put a string through it and wear the coin as a necklace. And therefore, since it has a hishtamshus, it has a usage, as we will see later on in the halachas of muksa, as long as something has a hishtamshus, it is not muksa. So therefore, these coins, even though the majority of the time they are used for a prohibited purpose, since with a hole in it, it can be made into jewelry, it is not considered to be muksa. That is a psak of the Rama. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Vilna Gaon, who says, even if they are wrapped up in your clothing in the house, they still need to have holes in them, because otherwise the coins would be muksa, and your clothing would be a basis, ladavar ha'asar, once again halachas we will get to later on in the halachas of muksa.